How about things that used to get after your chickens? What did you call them?
Skunks.
Skunks go after them.
Don't have those much anymore either.
And frogs? Do you remember?
Well, frogs would have to be where there'd be water.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of frogs at the farm on the Washita.
And did you ever have any frogs in the trees? Huh? Supposed to sing in spring?
Let's see, there's something. Makes a big noise and keeps the strangers, keeps the foreigners awake at night. I'll have to think. It's gone.
Okay. I don't know what that would be. Maybe it'll come to you.
It'll come to me.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a tree frog or a rain frog?
But never hear them, never see them.
Never. And how about turtles?
Occasionally you find a turtle. Mm-hmm. They don't hurt you, they're a lot of fun.
In the yard?
Yeah. Here? Over there, we see they come up from the hill and from the rocks down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quite often you find turtles over there.
Do they live in water or on the land?
They live in the land, the land.
They're never called terrapins?
They're called terrapin, what we call them.
Oh, I see.
They just come out, stick their head out, you know, walk along with their shells on them.
Mm-hmm. How about what you call crawdads?
Oh, yeah. Got little pinchers sticking out there. You get some. You get those in the creeks.
You do?
Yeah, down
Did you ever eat them?
Mm-mm. I've caught them. They make good fish bait. But you have to catch them, you have to come after them backwards, and they're real quick. Turn a big rock upside down, and they're under the rocks, and then grab them on their backs, and you've got to pinch them real hard. They're shelly.
I see.
And then drop them in something quick before they get their pinchers around to you. They pinch you.
I see. Speaking of fish, what kind of fish did you used to eat?
Just bass and perch mostly.
Perch.
And crappie.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever get any...
Catfish.
Did you ever get any seafood brought up on the train?
Have what?
Any seafood brought up on the train from New Orleans or...
Not anymore. Used to. See, we haven't any passenger trains anymore. We don't have any fast service.
I see.
Just occasionally that you can get shrimp or oysters at Piggly Wiggly's or one of the stores.
I see.
I don't know where they get them.
Mm-hmm.
No fresh ones.
No fresh at all. But you did when you had passenger
yes.
trains?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Used to, well, you could order a 5-pound or what would it be? I don't know. Gallon buckets, I guess it would be, of the big oysters or the shrimp.
Right. Mm.
And they'd come right up, you know, first class, just the same as a passenger.
I see. At the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you grow corn for the hogs? Did you grow any corn?
Yeah.
Here, where would you keep it over winter?
In the we called them bins, but it was in the. I don't know where the big farmer. We just had it for, or all I know about it is when we had fed pigs.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't call it bins. It was in. In the barn, and we take the best corn and make hominy, and you know, take the ends off, break the ends off if it was wormy or anything on the ends, which a lot of it was, throw that over in the for the pigs. I still haven't thought of that word. And yeah, we'd feed the pigs out of that, and then we'd take the other and make hominy and.
Would you keep it in a crib?
Cribs, that's what it was. Crib. It was in the big crib.
What would you put the corn in for the pigs?